city, my city, my city. My city, my city, my city. My city, my city, my city. My city, my
Let me
city.
Tell you about my city, little homie. That's if you ain't red, where they practice black magic and speak to the dead.
Speak to the dead.
Mind fried like bleach to the head from the stuff being preached by the Greeks. If you
red,
if you
red.
Our main attraction is our main distraction. Thanks for asking. Actually, I can't stand her.
Who
is she? She draws every man and every woman from every land to her temple of Diana.
It's true.
She's regarded as a sacred goddess.
Sacred goddess.
One of the seven wonders
seven
of the world.
Wonders of the world.
It's obvious the Christ. Christlessness in my city to worship a mini-breasted mummy-looking girl. Under the Romans, my city is free, so you can only imagine the things that's going on.
It's crazy.
That's why believers here in Ephesus have no choice but to cling to the throne.
So you can just imagine all that crazy stuff going on outside in the world. And then we got these false teachers coming up in the church,
my city, my city,
teaching all kind of crazy stuff like you can't get married and you can only eat certain types of foods, and it was just bringing a lot of division within the body, you know what I'm saying?
My city.
When we got the letter from Paul, my dog was locked in chains. This was the means by which the doctrine came, or the teaching explaining the gospel, man. From me, Apostle Paul, written to all the saints in Ephesus. He started off with some definitions. Explicitly was written for Christians. He made it plain it wasn't a plan B. He predestined to save a portion of
humanity
through his own son. For his own glory, through his son's blood, said he was praying for us.
Amen.
That our eyes would see the hope of the call, the riches of glory, his inheritance he has in us all. Said we were saved by grace through faith. Faith's a gift, so faith through
grace.
In light of that, we shouldn't live like we used to. It's crucial that we don't do what we used to do.
So when we got the letter, we just learning all about
my city,
the gospel
my city,
and how the Lord chose us before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy
my
and without blame before him in love, you know what I'm saying? And it just made us appreciate what he's done.
My city.
And we ought to just live that out in our everyday life, you know what I'm saying?
My city, it blessed my heart to read.
How God revealed to Paul this mystery.
Good news.
How we would fall from God with no peace. We can't lie. Dog, we been foul. Cats might even know us as Gentiles. In other words, we are not Jewish. Still be dead in our sin if God did not do this.
Do what?
Tear down the wall between Jews and Gentiles. Praise God, now I can be his child. Now we can walk in unity with no more beef. And keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. And share our gifts as we edify one another. No harsh joking, being corrupt, lying on each other. Putting off the old man and putting on the new. In our marriages, families, even on our jobs. The new nature affecting every area of our lives. The whole armor supply, cause we soldiers, cause we soldiers for God.
And the most beautiful thing is
My city.
Now all people can be saved because of Jesus Christ. And that's what was rocking us, you know what I'm saying?
My city.
And we just thinking about how that mystery has been revealed. Even cats in the Old Testament didn't understand. That's good news, man.
My city.
And we just letting it affect our whole life. Marriages. Our jobs. Just practically living out what the Lord has done through his son, Jesus Christ. Now we putting on the whole armor, God, as we resist the wiles of the devil. And the Lord just rocked us through this letter, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?